Okay, so maybe if you could come up with a date, that would be
okay.
Helpful.
Yeah, you know, no, we will. I mean, this isn't a today thing. I'm not going to give you all the script to start calling tomorrow.
Okay.
I just want you to think about it. You guys are the only people I can turn to ask, because we don't have an LSB. You are our LSB.
At your service.
Okay.
This is Teresa. I do want to say, it does concern me that our CFO is now in charge of running galas. And
well,
I know that this whole snowball has been caused by
not having an ED first, but
That's a problem too. But I mean, I'm not so sure that we know that Lonnie Hicks is the best person to organize a gala. At one time, we had a development director. She didn't keep the job very long. And I think that's what Lem does. That's what Lem was hired to do. And I think Phil at one time did not want to work full-time. And so I'm just somewhat confused. I mean, for a while, Lonnie was in the direct mail business. And I was kind of burnt by that experience, and now it's the gala situation, and that's, to me, it's worrisome.
Well, all I can say is that I am doing what I am dictated to do by my organization.
And I'm sure that whatever you do, you want to do it well.
I want to try. I don't know what to say.
I suspect this is going to shake out a little bit in the coming weeks.
Okay.
And, you know, I think that they'll be able to use a template of what they did in Washington, because I'm sure they learned a lot in doing that one, but for one reason or another, it turned out to be quite successful and to work out well, both as an outreach and an event for the organization, and also on a financial level. And I suspect that Phil is also working on this.
Yeah, he was on the phone call this morning too.
So it is a little bit hard for people to go out and plant the seeds until we at least have a date that we can tell people.
Okay.
And traditionally, we would do some sort of printed material so that when people are making these essentially cold calls or warm calls, if they happen to be to an organization that you're familiar with, you would have something to follow up with.
So what's the September thing?
This is the September, and I believe it's September 19th is what Lonnie has said the event should be. It's the Pacifica Peace and Justice Awards, celebrating Pacifica's 60th anniversary Pacifica Radio Archives benefit. Something.
If anybody's not familiar with it, you can go to the PFW website, or I think the Pacifica website, and see video and different materials on the Washington Gala.
Right.
Right.
Probably not the Pacifica website.
So it's still in the exploratory stage, but following the steps that Lonnie has. So you're right, Bonnie. You know, he wants to get a press release. You know, we want to get the honorees, you know, willing to accept the award. We went over some names today. Still thinking through that, because I don't want it to just be me, Lonnie, and Phil deciding who the awards of a Peace and Justice Awards would be. That seems
people
rather
in the archives, right? Probably living people you already have in the archives.
Yeah, that's just it. You know, I don't know. I can't speak about
Brian,
I think the process is the process.
I'm sorry. I'm just confused. Is
Me
this
too.
A KPFK one, or is this an archive gala?
It's an archives gala because KPFK's 50th anniversary is next spring.
Right.
So they didn't want to do a gala in September when they've got the big 50th coming in April. So we were that the original idea was it would be a KPFK slash archives big gala, $250,000 big concert kind of thing. But then KPFK said, no, we don't want to do it. We want to wait and, you know, do our banger for our buck on the 50th, which is appropriate. Absolutely right.
Right, and KPFK.
But it left the archives with, you know, no big audience and no LSB and no volunteers with a big gala to put on. And I was like, hey, wait a minute.
Right.
Wait, gala? What?
Yeah, it's hard to...
So it's still been sort of pushed through that this seems to be the only option to raise the kind of money that we need. Because we don't have the resources to do another fundraiser day. One of the stations really isn't up to allowing another day of fundraising and preempting programming. Our listeners really are saturated with fundraising. But nonetheless, we still have an archive to support as a network unit, not just as a separate competitive vendor.
I have a question. This is going to sound so lame coming from a PMB member. But doesn't the money for PRA come from, yes, the annual on-air all five-station fundraiser, and the rest of it comes from the Pacifica National Office? You tell them what your budget is, and they give you the money?
Huh.
I mean, in the past, isn't that what it was? Before that, it was, I know you got the money from the affiliate fees and... And before that, it was just 3% of the national office or whatever it was.
Right. I think you got that right. Let's see if I can go back to, I guess, before my time, it was 3% from the station fund drives,
mm-hmm.
and then a little extra from national office. But that's
right.
When the budget was very low. They really had like three people in the archives. They
okay.
didn't do anything that we do. We didn't do programming. They didn't do preservation at the level we do. So not only has our services to the station expanded, but our staff needs have expanded. Now we do have, a radio producer. We have myself as a director. We have the business manager was not in the archives budget before. So our budget
okay.
is bigger, but it folds into much more than it used to be.
But
so
the archivist
we have a
was
budget.
There. An archivist
right,
was in the budget.
Right, the archivist was in the budget. So now that we have a bigger budget, but not like a huge, enormous budget, we've had to identify the secure money to fulfill that budget. So when in 99, when the foundation had its $5 million problem, I'm sorry, I'm getting feedback.
Brian, what's your annual budget this year, approximately?
Sorry, I can't. Could somebody, I don't know what that is, but I can't hear.
I think it's Michael at the fund drive or something.
But Brian, what's your annual budget this year, just fast, approximately?
I believe it's 682.
Wow, okay.
I believe that's right.
All right. That's substantial.
In any case, the deal really is that the national board has to decide if the budget is fluctuating based on the foundation's ups and downs, or is it a solid budget that we always fund? How do the priorities in the budget get decided, except for Brian and Lonnie and Mariana in a meeting? That's not quite right either. Addie needs to make her recommendations for the budget at some period in the budget. And even though we talk about it a lot and I sort of absorb what our needs are, Addie, as the consultant, really needs to give recommendations in terms of what the preservation and access line should be. What do we need to spend our money on this year? So I would like to see it raise up to that level.
Okay, but for this year's budget, since none has been approved, is whatever you submitted last time at least better than what you have now, which is nothing or less than nothing?
Well, it's not that it's better or worse. It's just inaccurate. If you think about our grants, our grants from last year are not the same as this year. We don't have those grants, but the money is still there as if we had the grant. We had the Sound of Soul party last February where we raised $40,000. It was really like the first community event we ever did. And it was really great that we raised the money, and it was a very lucky thing we had the Allie Willis person to do the party with us. But it's in the budget this year as if we're going to have another party with Allie Willis. She's not ready this year. She wants to have a party next year for us. But it's in the budget, so right now in my brain, we've got a commitment to raise $40,000. That's what's in the budget, but that's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We had one day fundraiser. We raised $167,000, but the budget says we are supposed to raise $280,000. So I'm now already at $117,000 deficit in a budget line, in a revenue line.
The good news is we didn't approve that budget, so.
Well, it's still what the CFO is working from. So,
yeah.
You know, we can decide ourselves on the phone call that we're right, he's wrong, but it's not that simple. We still have a big funding problem to pay our payroll, our operations, and try to pay for some of the expenses of what we said before is the in-kind and the match. We actually do have money to spend on things that are for preservation, that aren't in the budget because nobody looked at the budget.
So where do you get your money right now?
We had our money from our one-day fundraiser in November. We are now national office support, which I believe is $270,000 for this year. They started taking over our payroll expenses so that the money in our bank can be used for our operation expenses and preservation. So we are in a really dire straits because we don't know where that next $100,000, $150,000 is coming from, except for a gala.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the St. Patrick's Day fundraiser.
Okay.
So we definitely have fundraising needs. The premiums that are being used on those stations' fund drives are helping, but we've seen such a deficit in our regular tape sales that it's just offsetting a deficit. It's not actually helping us much.
Okay, I'm glad I asked this question. Thank you.
Sure.
Okay.
All right, well, I think we're past our time.
Yeah.
Not to be the timekeeper, but we are. Is there anything else anybody else wants to say? Or
does anyone have something that they want to continue with? Or
well, this is Teresa, and this is probably not a popular question.
You got to speak up, Teresa, that the fund drive noise is really loud.
Well, whoever, if it's Michael Woodson, then he needs to do pound one.
There you go.
Okay, there you go.
I'm just wondering if the National Archives needs to reevaluate how much it's costing to create those premiums so they can possibly be close to breaking even. I mean, I think the intent of creating the From the Vault programming was so that you could, so the archive could start generating income from it. I know we discussed the fact that stations did not want to pay more for premiums, but if it's like losing money, if it's not paying the staff that's costing to create the premiums, then that needs to be considered as possibly, part of the solution to review that. How many years has it been since you raised the cost of a premium?
I guess about 4 years, although we tested it last year. We raised the prices a little bit, and the stations really couldn't take it because of the price formula, whatever they use.
10%.
They really thought that it wasn't that they couldn't accept it, but they didn't think the listeners would accept the price. You know, the gifts that are being offered and the prices that are being offered, CDs have sort of fallen a couple notches down below DVDs and other things. Books, we used to be above books. I think we're below books now. I'm not sure. So it really was about the packaging. It really was about the value that the listener was getting. So $3 per CD in a 6-CD set made it like $200 for 6 CDs, which didn't seem to be, in the station's mind, an appropriate price or the airtime that they wanted to use.
It's just
so
not
that's
realistic.
Why we start. Thank you, Bonnie. I knew that you were going to be the one to help justify that. So it wasn't realistic. So we tried. We said, hey, no, we can make more money, but you know what? They didn't pitch it. They didn't use it. They couldn't use it. So we actually had one of the worst fund drives in terms of how much money came back to us that we ever had before by raising the price. So we went back down to the agreement, and we didn't just sort of just like back down, but we created the new MP3 format CD packages, which lowered our cost, help the stations, and the From the Vault and the Black, you know, some of the other little packages that are now in MP3 format are helping the stations in terms of that price break. And it's not that the work, it isn't, it's not that the, it's less expensive for us because it took, you know, a year and a half of painstaking production to put together 75 hours of programming. But to put it together onto a single CD or 8 CDs is okay, you know, it's not that much, that big of a deal for us in the office at this point, and it helps the station. So we found the key to it, which is really working. But, you know, it's not the final answer.
Mm-hmm. But it sounds like the cost, you're still only making $3 per person for a CD, but the cost of the salary of the person to generate those CDs has gone up thousands of dollars.
Right.
That's
a problem. Yeah.
That's a major problem. And I'm, well, I still, I don't mean to be negative. Don't mean to be, you know, saying that there's a, well, I'm not so sure that the gala is the answer. So we'll just have to see.
I'm with you on that. I'm not sure the gala is the answer either. I'm just following the only course given to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I vote for a direct mail piece on the 1968 package. I think that, you know, everybody in the network listener should know that the 68 package has been preserved over a year and a half and is ready for distribution and people are actually using it. Send us money. That's been folded into a national office direct mail piece as part of what the network does as a whole. Okay, I think I'm done talking for tonight.
All right, thank you, Brian.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody, for attending and listening and asking good questions.
I think it's been really helpful.
Good. Yes.
Good.
And
it's
encouraging.
Okay.
It's encouraging. Other than this last part, it's pretty encouraging.
I know we're all kind of crestfallen, but I guess that had to happen.
Right. Just visit the website on the archives website. Visit archive.org and start seeing the stuff that we're putting out. And then things will actually build in the coming days and weeks.
Yes.
So there's actually more exciting stuff to come. So just keep your eye on us and talk about us. Keep
okay,
the buzz going on.
Okay, send it to this community,
state.
Too.
Thank you.
Good night.
Okie dokie. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.